Gabe, you were in a garage band. You Collective Soul?
You better believe we played this song. A little Collective Soul. That's what I'm talking about.
Collective Soul?
Absolutely. Bring on the mid-90s alternative.
Yeah, I was going to say, early to mid-90s?
Potluck Luncheon would have been all over this. Potluck Luncheon, free food for everyone.
Where were you the day that Kurt Cobain died?
Whew, I was probably hacky sacking somewhere in ninth grade.
Oh, the old hacky sack.
Absolutely.
I
played a bass riff for him that day. I don't know.
54 past the hour, final segment of hour number one here on Houston Huber, visiting with Gabe Bach, TexAgs.com. Gabe, we'll just get right into it. We're talking USC, Alabama, and non-conference scheduling, and I think it's something that's going to become more and more important to SEC teams if we're only going to stay at eight games. Got to play those marquee teams.
No doubt.
I know that there's an initiative for the five. You got to play one of the big five, but playing Duke and playing USC is two totally different things.
No question.
What's A&M doing to stay in the forefront of that conversation?
You know, A&M's been behind on that front, but a big part of the move was moving from the Big 12 to the SEC, and it was just they had to flip up their schedule a lot. So they had this is their third year where they've had an absolute cream puff, cakewalk non-conference schedule. Well, in the college football playoff era, if you're trying to compete with the big dogs and want to get into that four, or if it grows eight, whatever, if you're trying to get into that playoff, we assume, and we don't know the full-blown criteria of it because they're going to get in a room and figure it out, but we assume a big chunk of that's going to be how you handle yourself against good competition.
Absolutely.
So strength of schedule is going to be a big part of that. Well, A&M is stepping up their efforts in a huge way, and what they're doing is they're going out west to get it done. They're playing a neutral site game in Houston against Arizona State next year. That's fine. That's good. Ty Graham's really got that program rolling a little bit. And then the next 2 years after that, UCLA. Now, Jim Mora, holy smokes, what he's doing right now at UCLA. He's got them rolling. By 2016, 2017, that could be, heck, this year they could be a dark horse college football playoff contender.
UCLA?
Absolutely.
I got them
winning
that. We did our predictions several months ago.
Yeah.
I had UCLA winning the Pac-12.
I agree, man. I think they could get into that top four. And so he's got them going in a big way. UCLA 2016 and 2017, followed in 2018 and 2019 by none other than Oregon. So A&M is doing a lot to bolster that schedule, increase the strength of schedule, and they have to. And so that's how you play a Division I team and not just kind of cakewalk through it like some programs do. So I like that. Now you're identifying what happens after that, and that's where it kind of gets interesting.
What's it look like as far as getting that rivalry back with the Longhorns?
That's where it gets interesting. Because in this league, I don't believe there's any scenario by which A&M would play Texas and play Oregon or UCLA that same year and go through the gauntlet of the SEC, particularly in an even-numbered year where A&M has to go to Auburn and Alabama the same year.
Right.
And, you know, Mississippi State's rolling a little bit, too. And so those cowbells, when they're going a little bit, can kind of wake you up.
That's different.
Yeah, it's different. So, I don't know. It's a tough schedule in even-numbered years for the Aggies. I don't see, number one, Aggie fans don't want to play Texas right now because the pendulum has swung back so far in favor of A&M. Texas needs to play a game against the Aggies and beat A&M so that they can go into recruits' houses and say, yeah, SEC, whatever, we played them and we beat them.
That's a great point.
So Aggie fans do not want to play the game because they don't need the game. They're playing them every day on the recruiting trail, and they're kicking them three ways a Sunday, you know. So they don't need it right now. Texas really needs it. Texas is the reason, and they're the decision makers as to why this game is not being played, even though A&M wanted to move and still play it. Well, now they made their bed and they've got to lie in it a little bit, and the Aggie fans are really enjoying this. So if you polled 10 Aggie fans, 9 of them would say, I don't care how old they are, 9 of them would say, I don't want to play it right now. But eventually Strong's going to get it going. The pendulum will be swung kind of in the middle, and both teams will need this game. I'm identifying and projecting 2020, a dip your toe in the water, two game series, home and home, on campus, 20 and 21. That's just a bold prediction out of thin air. But I can't see it happening without them pulling contracts out of the Pac-12, and I think they're going to play through that Pac-12 commitment.
Gabe Bach, TexAgs.com. Gabe, appreciate the time, man.
Hey, man, it's great, Baron. I enjoyed it.
All right, let me know if I can return the favor, too, brother.